Blog Talk Radio.
You found us here on this October the 23rd, 2015. You have reached Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. And on this episode of Team Liberty Radio, we're going to be discussing the four things that can help your life be a better life. Before we get into today's part of the issue, main topic, we want to talk about, bring some current events up to date for you on previous topics or so. When we were discussing Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood had filed a lawsuit against the institution that brought forth the videos on what their top executive people said about the baby parts being formed. And the judge that was a ruling factor that had decided that the company that filed that released the videos had violated Planned Parenthood's violated their constitutional rights by releasing the videos to let people know what was going on. Well, it was appealed, went to the Supreme Court in the state of California, and the state of California upheld the country's right, the company's right that released the video, saying that they have a right to release the videos showing what was done. And the name of that case was Center for Medical Progress. We finally have a judge that stood up for the rights of the constitutional right that we were given. I'm so proud of that Supreme Court judge in the state of the California Supreme Court. Let me rephrase that. It was brought to them after appeal. And the judge said, freedom of speech, you have the right to show this. So I'm very glad that California Supreme Court judge ruled in favor of the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, to release all the videos. The main reason for this lawsuit was Planned Parenthood did not want them to release more videos of what had happened, of their undercover work showing the true meaning of Planned Parenthood. So thank you, California Supreme Court judge. And after this decision was rendered, CMP released another video, and it's very disturbing. And I hope Planned Parenthood hits the ground hard for this. What they're doing is murder, and it showed that when they did one abortion, it showed the fetus. This fetus was shown moving its arms and legs outside of the womb before they murdered it. This is nothing but cold-blooded murder, folks. That's all abortion is. Cold-blooded murder. It's just unfathomable that this is going on in America. But we let it happen. We stood back and said, it'll never go this far. Well, it did. But I could go on days for days. Just bring a little news headlines about this. And one quick thing, article I read last night, I don't know if there's any truth to it, but I was reading last night while I was working on this show. I found an article saying that Obama may sign presidential executive order to delay the election next year. That's something to keep your eye on, and I'm going to keep my eye on. But if you want to search it, type Obama to sign executive order delaying 2016 election. Keep your eye in on it. But let's go ahead and get to our, after this break, we will get into the heart of our show, four things that can help you in a better life. Okay, if you'd like to call in to this show with any questions, our caller number is 845-277-9109. We also have a chat board. We encourage you to either call in, send us a message on the chat board, or check out our website. The article for this show will be up later on tonight as I've had work and some family emergencies that come up. But our calling number again is area code 845-277-9109. We'd love to have you call in. But our, like I said, our episode show this week is concerning four things that can help you better your life. And these four things will help you better your life. I worked on this myself, or I would not be telling you about them. They work for me, and they will help you and your family too. But when I started this show back in my first episode, I told everybody not only would I tell you the problem, but I would give you solutions to help with these problems. And these four steps I'm going to tell you to help improve your life will help you. Because to battle the globalist and globalist elite and try to take our country back, you need to be healthy. Because if you're not healthy, you're lethargic. You don't feel like doing anything. But the first thing that will help you to better your life is to turn off the TV. Now, I'm guilty of this myself. I like to watch TV. I like to watch sports. But you need to limit the amount of TV exposure that you watch. It has been scientifically proven that when you watch TV, your mind goes into sort of a sleep state and your brain starts shutting down. It is not good to be sitting there hours on end and watching TV. My suggestion for that is listen to the radio, read, get outside, exercise, work around in your yard. When I mean exercise, I don't mean go to the gym and start lifting weights. Walk. Ride a bike. See, where I live up here in western North Carolina, there's plenty of places I can go mountain biking, ride my street bike. When I mean street bike, I mean the pedal kind, like a 10-speed. Go walking. Take a walk through the woods. Not saying you have to do it every day, but every other day. And while I'm talking about reading, we are blessed by our Creator God with a supercomputer of our own called our mind. And as I said earlier, watching TV helps put that mind in a sleep state. It is not healthy for us to sit and watch TV. Our mind is a supercomputer that needs to be exercised. Read. Let your mind generate when you're reading. Let your mind picture the story that you're reading. Let it play in your mind what you're reading, see it like you're sitting there watching it, but read it. Exercise your mind, your eyes, so you will be able to see what is going on. Listen to the radio. Yes, I love sports, and I am blessed that my teams that I like to listen to, I'm more of a college football, college basketball fan. Yes, I'm an NFL Carolina Panthers fan. So I'm blessed that my college teams that I pull for, Appalachian State and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is on the radio. That way I can listen to the announcers describe the action, what's going on, and I can use my mind. It's like I'm sitting there at the stadium watching. That is engaging your mind and letting you see what is going on. Using your imagination to see, like they're talking about the field is just a greenish color. You can imagine looking at a football field and seeing it and watching the players move from left to right. You can imagine that with your mind, like running back darting through the hole in the offensive line and then all of a sudden breaks to the right, finds a bigger gap and runs for a touchdown. You can imagine that in your mind. Get off the couch. Get you some earbuds. Listen to the radio. Read a book. There's books on tapes. Books on CD now. Yes, I was around when there was something called books on cassette tapes. Now they got books on CDs. Put that in your Walkman or download it onto your phone. Put your Bluetooth in or earbuds. Go out, walk, and listen to books on tapes, your favorite kind of books. Get outside. Build a project. Get outside with your kids if you've got kids and play sports with them. Be active. That's one way to help beat these globalists. Now, number two is eat more fresh fruits and drink more water. That is essential for your body. As most of these foods that you buy in a grocery store or you go out to eat at a restaurant or processed and has GMOs. GMOs are called genetically modified organisms. These are not good for your body. And they're running why, and they're, doctors are saying, they're wondering why there is an explosion of diseases and cancer and all this stuff. Well, it's simple. Us as humans have got away from eating fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, drinking water. Your body is made of, I can't remember the exact percentage, but I think it is 60 or 80% water. Your body needs that water to survive. When I was little, I'll be honest, well, I liked water when I was little, but as I got more older, water just tastes bland. Now I've got older, I love the taste of water. Water is delicious. If you're going to add something to your water, make sure it does not have no high fructose corn syrup. Try to cut the soft drinks out. That has been my biggest thing right there, is trying to get off the soft drinks. And I have cut back way back. But I'm still trying. I am still cutting back my rations of soft drinks. It's hard for me. I love Mountain Dew, I'll be honest, but that is one of the worst things you can drink. Because it's got that sugar in it, and it tastes so sweet. But Mountain Dew is one of the worst things for everybody. Soft drinks in general are the worst thing for your body. If you live somewhere where you can grow your own vegetables, that would be the best thing. Fresh fruits and vegetables would be essential for you. And if you can grow them, that'd be even better. And just don't go buy any seeds from Joe Blow or Susie Snow. And if there's somebody out there, Susie Snow, that listened to this job, that was a total pun. But buy heirloom seeds, heirloom. Those seeds are God-made seeds. They have not been genetically modified. They have not been engineered in any way. And the reason why I'm so against GMO products is there is a product out by a company called Monsanto who has a type of corn called BT corn. B as in boy, T as in Tom, corn. And what that is, BT corn is corn that has been genetically modified with a insecticide pesticides in it that will kill bugs that eats it. Okay, think about it, folks. If you eat that corn, it's got a pesticide and insecticide in it that kills the bugs. What is it doing to your own human body if you eat it? And I have read articles that these people, these companies that use the GMO, they won't touch the stuff, but they expect you to eat it. If it's not good enough for them and their families, why should it be good enough for ours? And if you're not in an area where you can get the, if you're in an area where you cannot get the heirloom seeds from a reputable seller, order them offline. There are several places online that you can order them, but watch who you're ordering from. I've got a couple places I order mine from. I will try to get that, put them in article suggestions to do it. And you also, like I said, you need water, fresh water. Get you a Berkey filter. That I know I'm plugging Berkey, but I got a Berkey water filter here at my home. That is the best. It takes all contaminants, even though I'm on a well. I feel more safer drinking the water at my house than I do at a city that's got water that's got fluoride, acid, and other stuff in all the deadly chemicals. If you live in a city or a town that has water from a water plant, get you a filter that filters out all them contaminants. And I suggest the Berkey, like I said. Also, with eating fresh fruits and vegetables and drinking fresh water, take natural health supplements. Not these synthetic, fake supplements, but natural, God-made supplements. I'm trying some now, and as soon as I try them, I will put a link on our website, which is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com, where you can check them out for yourself. Well, let's go on to the third step as we're getting to our last 10 minutes of the show. And some people might think this is a little bit weird on this, but take your money out of paper and out of the big banks. The top three banks in this world is, or in the United States to say the least, is Wells Fargo, Citibank, Chase Bank. Our top four, Bank of America, Chase Bank, Citibank, and Wells Fargo. Take your money out of them. They're not doing no good. Find a small local bank that is not nationwide, and you can get better service out of them. Before the bank I was with was bought out by Wells Fargo, I got excellent service. Never had no problems out of it. But once Wells Fargo bought out the bank that I'm with, I had all sorts of problems with that bank. So I just closed my account, moved to another bank, a little small bank. Find a local bank. Like I said before, you can get better service, and they'll treat you like a person, not a number. I love my little small local bank. The people, I know them, they know me. And it's a matter of trust if you have a small local bank. Then big banks, they just treat you as an account number, not as a person, which you deserve to be. And what do I mean by take your money out of paper? And with this economy, I know it may be hard for a lot of people, and this is how I got started, by taking my money out of paper. I save all my old coins, pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, in the pennies, anything made from 1983 back is pure copper. Pure copper. And anything from 1965 back is made out of pure silver. It's 99.9% pure silver. I say this stuff up. And if we do have a total collapse of the economy, having that copper, them pennies, and that silver is good barter. And if you can do it, which I have done, I've saved up some money and found me a source where I could buy gold bullion as barter for if the economy does collapse. It's all about being prepared. It may never happen, which I hope it don't, but that might be where our country is heading. But make sure you have a backup supply of copper, silver, gold. But don't let everybody know you have it. Only let people know that you trust, and I mean really, really trust, that you're ready for the collapse, if it ever does come. Which way this country is headed, it looks like we're going to have an economical collapse. I'm not hoping for it. I hope we don't. But I'm just saying, while all indicators that I have read and studied, we are heading towards that way. But these are easy steps that you yourself can do, as I had done. And as one, we can make ourselves happier, healthier and happier people by doing this. Now, the fourth step, and it is one of the most important, is spiritual growth. Now, people may look at this and say, spiritual growth, what does he mean? What I mean by spiritual growth is the belief in God, the belief in Jesus, the belief in the afterlife. Yes, Jesus Christ, the good Lord, is my Savior. I do believe in him. Well, I'm not telling everybody to go out there and be a holy roller better than thou, because Jesus and God will not want us to be that way. He wants us to live for him. But I want you to find a church or study the Bible that would be best for you. And I know you've heard one of my guests on the show, Pastor Brian Chilton. And if you're not in a church and not regularly study your Bible, but you're listening to my show, but you want to know more, I'm going to give you his website address. He also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. He does have a link to it on his website. But check him out. And that website address is pastorbrianchilton.wordpress.com. If you're curious about the Christian faith, check out his website. He has several useful tools on there for his website that will help you out. But to get your mind right, your body right, it starts with spiritual growth. Because I was born and raised into a Christian home. And yes, I did stray away, but I come back. And I'll be honest with you, folks. Once you're a Christian, it gets hard. The old devil will tempt you even more, because he's not worried about the people he's already got, the non-Christians. He's already got them. He's coming after us hard and fast. He knows our weaknesses, but we need to put our faith in him so we can get our mind, body, and soul straight, so we can align them together as one, the mind, body, and soul. Get them aligned together. And it starts with spiritual growth. I'll go more in depth on each of these on my article on my website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. But with these four things, you can get your mind right, your body right, and your soul right. Get them straight and aligned. Also, you need to get enough sleep and rest. That is one big thing you do need, is sleep and rest. And I know it's going to be hard if you got to work like I do, but try to get as much rest as you can. Get yourself healthy for not only yourself, but your family. Try these for the next 30 days and see how it works. Do it for the next 30 days to protect yourself. Get your family to do them, because as you start it, your family will see how more energetic you're becoming, how more life you will have. Don't want to follow suit. Get your friends involved. Get your family. Make yourself healthier to help battle these globalists that want to ruin our lives and take over our country. Stand up for what you got. Draw your line in the sand. But if you can do these things for the next 30 days, turn off the TV, get exercise, eat more fresh fruits, vegetables, drink plenty of water. Take your money out of paper, invest in gold and silver, and get out of the big banks. And fourth, most important, spiritual growth. The help, get your mind, body, and soul aligned as one. Because once we get all our mind, body, soul aligned, we can take on anything. And with God, anything is possible. I know that for a fact. I'm living proof of that. Because when I turned away from God, He accepted me back after I admitted the error of my ways. We have a loving God that will accept us, but we got to accept Him. It's not going to be hard. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. Because that old devil will tempt us at every turn. But if you want to learn more about Christianity, like I said, check out the guest you've heard on this show before, Pastor Brian Chilton. Look him up on Facebook, Pastor Brian Chilton. Check out his website at www.pastorbrianchilton.wordpress.com. We're running low on time. We're getting into the last 60 seconds of the show. Check out my show next week. Check out my website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And as I said before, the article will be up after the show. On four things that can help you better your life. Check out the article, comment. Tell somebody about the show. But do these four things for the next 30 days. And this is Shane LaCroix. We will see you next week. This is our new time, 6 p.m. on Sundays. We will see you next week, folks.